Do you have a credit card with cash back? Do you love seeing your points accumulate? And maybe after 6 months or 9 months, you buy yourself something nice. Maybe you're shopping on Amazon and you use your points and it feels like you got something for free. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that these points work just like cash and you are losing value every day. Today, we're going to go over a story why your credit card points are losing value, and we are going to discuss ways you can prepare your finances to take full advantage of the points that you say that you want. First, we're going to watch a commercial of one of the first bonus points we've ever seen from someone that feels very familiar.
You know me. I created the Muppets.
Big deal!
Everybody knows them, but not me. So when I travel, I carry the American Express card. It's backed by over 1,000 travel service offices around the world, and each one is like a home away from home. Except the Muppets aren't there.
Hey, wait a minute, Bob!
The American Express card.
Don't leave home without it.
I love that. We're back with a classic American Express commercial because today's consumer is all about your credit cards and specifically their reward points.
Yes, if you've been saving them up for something special, you should know that inflation has now decreased their value.
Let us bring in our senior business correspondent, Christine Rummins. Okay, I'll have to admit that I'm a hoarder of points. When I read this headline, I was like, what? So what is happening?
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And on the show, we try to debunk some of the financial things that you may hear on the news, or maybe they just don't have time to explain. For example, we just heard the word inflation. Many of you have heard this around the news, but it's going to be very crucial that you understand what inflation is, or you're going to be lost for the whole video. But I got you. Let me go over really quickly what inflation is. According to Investopedia, inflation is defined as a sustained increase in the general level of prices for goods and services. It's measured as an annual percentage increase as reported in the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, prepared on a monthly basis by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS. As inflation rises, purchasing power decreases. But that's not all. Fixed asset values are affected. Companies adjust their pricing of goods and services, financial markets react, and there is an impact on the composition of investment portfolios. This is a lot, and I'm not going to break all this down right now because this is not a homework assignment. What we're going to do as things come up, we are going to base what we learn on this definition right here. What you need to know is that as the price of goods go up, the value of your dollar today goes down. Let's keep going.
I like to see the balance. It makes me happy.
Yes.
But guess what?
Yes.
That balance, the longer I keep it there, the less it's worth. Because something, you know, the plane ticket from 5 years ago costs more today, so it takes more points to get it. When you look at this, it's basically 28% is the difference here. The value of the price of using your miles or points across the airlines is actually up 28%, which essentially means you're getting 28% less with the same amount of miles. Look, in 2019, it was 86,000 miles to redeem for a New York to London one-way business class on Virgin Atlantic. That same ticket today is 155,000 miles.
That's like double.
So you can see. That's right.
Just because it costs more?
Because it costs more. It's just like if you were using your dollars, it would cost more. Mm-hmm. So basically, you got to think of those points and those miles as money, and they're getting a little bit less now.
Right. You have to think about those points as money. Now, I'm going to drive this point home really simply. Many of you are older Americans, maybe 40, 50, or 60. I want you to do something. Think about how much you paid for your first house. Now, think about what you paid for your last car. How closely are those numbers? And if you've lived more than 30 or 40 years, those numbers are pretty close, especially maybe even a down payment. Here's another example of how inflation works. Think about how much things used to cost in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and compare them to now. Now, grandmother, she had all the great intentions. She would give you a dollar for your birthday. And you said, this is great, but I can't buy much with a dollar. And then your dad kind of nudges you and says, just take it. Why is grandma feeling that her dollar is so impactful nowadays? Because grandmother grew up in a time where a dollar can get you a hamburger, can get you a shake, can get you some candy, maybe even some pocket change to maybe buy some toys, maybe at the store, but not today. That is the problem with inflation. What it does, it eats up your purchasing power. So what we like to say is a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. So how do we combat this? We have to grow our money. That's why it's important that we invest and we contribute to our savings account, trying to keep up with inflation. So as prices go up, so does the value of our dollar or the value of our bank account. But this is where we fail at. She says you have to think about points like money. Unfortunately, we don't think of money this way. So how can we think of credit cards this way? But not you, because you listen to financial advisors say the darndest thing. So we've already gone over inflation. We talked about purchasing power. Now let's go over some real life examples and see what they come up with.
It's not like the credit card companies are doing something sneaky.
And what they're also doing is they actually want your business. So they're doing other things to try to get you. For example, they are giving bigger bonuses to try to sign up. There's some pretty big bonuses for signing up, like Amex Platinum, 175,000 points. City Advantage Platinum, 75,000 miles. Capital One Venture, 75,000 points. Those are some of the great sign-up bonuses. You got to watch for what the annual fees are for those. You got to make sure you can afford the annual fee. And the bottom line there is make sure it's right for you. But you can get a lot of points up front. And also, if you look at like the Chase Sapphire Preferred, they're now offering 3 points on dining, 5 points per dollar on travel. So in some cases, they are giving you more points for things that can help make up for it, depending on what you're using.
I'm sorry. I know. I tried to make this a nice story. I really did. I didn't want to break this story apart. But as a financial advisor, she is not telling you everything you need to know. And maybe you have corporate sponsors, you can't do that. But guess what? This is my platform. I can do it if I want to. So let me explain this to you. Earlier today, I had a conversation about mortgages. Bear with me here. We talked about sometimes a mortgage company will tell you, hey, if you buy this home now, new mortgages, we will allow you to refinance in the future for free. Sounds great, because when you refinance, there are closing costs. So you're saying, in the future, if there's lower rates, I could refinance down and I don't have any closing costs. So it's pretty much free and clear. Sounds great. But what they don't tell you is that companies don't like to lose. So if a mortgage company is giving you a huge bonus in the beginning to become a client, they're most likely getting you on the back end, typically with a higher interest rate. So maybe you have, I don't know, maybe you qualify for a 6%. And they charge you 6.5% on a 30-year mortgage. They're going to make up those closing costs that they promised you to refinance. What they do is they have these bonuses up front to basically separate themselves from the competitor so you become a client. Once you're a client, you are locked in to higher rates. So be very cautious of people running specials. Think about a car dealership. You know, they give you 1 year free gas, right? But they charge you an extra percent or half a percent or maybe even a quarter percent on your interest rate. So you're paying more than that free gas actually cost. The same thing and the same principle applies to these credit cards. Americans are $1 trillion in debt. The interest rates on credit cards are climbing, meaning they're around 20, 21, 23%. So those free bonuses that you get per se to buy things on your credit card and risk charging the interest rate, they're going to make their money back in the next month or two, whatever these little bonuses are. Think about this. What is cash back? You're saying, well, I'm getting a bonus. It is not a bonus. You are not getting any additional money. Think about this. 1 second, please. When you use your credit card and you get 5% back, that is not bonus money. What you are doing is paying 5% less. You see that? Let's say you buy something for a dollar. They give you 5% back. You've only paid 95 cents for that. And you get your cash back only if you hold it. But what do people do? They spend their points. So now, instead of saving it or investing that 5%, what do? You buy more goods. Did you really get a bonus? Or did you just spend more money somewhere else? And that's what they want. Now you're still carrying the balance, you still have the interest, and you're locked in, and you're under this mentality that you're winning. Look at all these points. Look at all the free stuff I got. No, you didn't get free stuff. You just bought more stuff with the money that you had. And if you want to buy more stuff, that's great. You know, you get 5% more things than you would have if you didn't use your credit card. That's great. But there's other strategies that you can have. I'll tell you a very personal story. When points start to first come out, this is what I did. The savings accounts were paying 0.00 something, very low. And I heard about this 5% cash back. So I told my family, everyone buy everything with the credit card. You take the 5% points and throw it in your savings account. And the balance of your savings account is going to grow year over year over year. And it was wonderful. So we never really touched our bonus points. We never bought anything. We just said, hey, let's save this. Let's go invest it. And that money continues to grow. That is what you're talking about. Because think about it. You have to pay for it anyway. I know that's what you're thinking. If you're really going to pay for it and you're going to take advantage of cash back, make sure it turns into a true bonus. And a bonus is where you get more than what you had. So if you take the 5% invest it or save it, you could potentially get more than what you spent out. There may be some more. We're only 2 minutes into the video, but it's only a 4-minute video, so it's very short. So bear with me. It's almost over. This one's not going to be long, I know.
Before you leave us this morning, true story, downstairs, I was listening to people talk. People are panic buying toilet paper and all sorts of supplies because of this strike.
Really?
Yes.
And we've seen pictures.
Have you heard
of
about this?
The dock strike?
And people have been asking me about it. They tell me that I went to Costco and I got
Look,
so much toilet
see?
Paper.
What? Yes, downstairs, your this colleagues.
This is a demand
problem. Do they have
problem.
Any extra?
This is an us problem, not a
because so this is not something we should be doing right now.
So, no. I mean, look, the things that are going to be in short supply first are beer, imported beer, bananas.
Start hoarding that.
And cars.
Okay.
So, you know, like, okay, so maybe you have to put off a new car purchase. When you look at some of the things that people are buying that they're really worried about, those are things that are actually made in the United States and travel by train. So this is just our behavior. COVID is so fresh in our mind and people are scarred and worried about not being able to have goods. So that's what that is right now. This is a behavioral story.
So brothers and sisters, before we wrap up this video, I do want to go back to the definition of inflation and hopefully that you have a better idea of how it actually works. So you're not so scared when the news comes, inflation rate is up 2% or 0.25%. What's going on? Watch, I'm going to help you out here. All right, brothers and sisters, so let's break down this definition again, and you're going to see how easy it really is to understand inflation in less than, 5 minutes that we did it? So inflation is defined as a sustained increase in the general level of prices for goods and services. That means there's a basket of goods like bread and bananas and water and things of that nature, and they put this into like a basket and say, this is what the average American buys. How much does it cost for these goods and services? And they put a price tag on. Let's say it's $5 or whatever. Let's say it's $10. And in the future, they go, this same basket of goods, how much does it cost now? And you say, well, it costs $11. Okay, inflation is 10%. Okay, so it's measured as an annual percentage increase as reported in the Consumer Price Index. These are the people who do the pricing, generally prepared on a monthly basis by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So it says, as inflation rises, meaning the price of goods goes up, purchasing power decreases. So let's say that you had $10 in your hand when you bought the first basket. Now the basket costs $11. Can you buy that same basket of goods? No, you're short what? You're short 10%. So your money that you had prepared for that basket of goods has lost its value. It doesn't buy as much stuff as it did the year before. So it says, as inflation rises, purchasing power decreases. But that's not all. Fixed asset values are affected. Companies adjust their pricing of goods and services. We see this in the stores as well. When you went in to buy eggs in 2020, what were they? They were skyrocketing. Eggs are getting expensive. When you buy your favorite bread, you see the 10, 20 cent increases. When you buy gallons of water, that used to be less than 99 cents. Now they're $1.50, $1.60. This is what they mean, and this is what's affecting the prices. Also, financial markets react, and there's an impact on the composition of investment portfolios. What I do want you to understand about your credit card points is that they do work just like money. That means that if you have these points, I'm not telling you to go out there and buy them right away, but what I am suggesting is that maybe if you have all those points, think about maybe converting them into cash and using them for something else that you may need. So brothers and sisters, are your credit card points losing money? Yes. Why are they losing money? Because they're affected by inflation as well. Because as we saw before, companies adjust their prices of goods, and we're seeing the credit card companies do that. Also, beware of the bonuses that they're offering you at the very beginning, because they want to lock you into higher rates. So if you are going to apply for a new credit card, think of a couple of things first. One, how many credit cards do you already have? Two, think about your debt to income ratio. And finally, the interest rate. How much are you paying for the interest rate? You may have a cheaper interest rate now at 21, 20%. Why go out there and get one for 23 or 24% when the credit card company is just going to win in the end? Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.